This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
turns out that his father had just passed away, and they had had the memorial service the day before. Yes, Baz,
what is it? So what you're saying is the mom is available.
Jesus.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Oh, yeah, we're up in attic, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Did Santo go to K's?
I don't believe so.
No,
Jared.
Spaz, don't ask a question that you... Do not ask a question you already know the answer to. He did not go to
Santo.
Sears.
Which
he
there's no... His, there's
he,
no.
He didn't go to
it's not bad
Costco
if he did.
To get an engagement ring for Courtney.
It's not bad if he did. I just know he was in New York.
He got it at Service Merchandise. Remember that place?
Oh, I love the merch. Right.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
David Patton, 8 catches for 107 yards. I feel like it maybe might have been more the David Patton game, Wiggy, than the Jermaine Wiggins game.
Me and David were kind of tied at the hip. There was a play on the sideline where Brady threw Patton the ball, and it kind of like bounced off his chest, and I come out of nowhere, and I catch it. So he should have 9 catches.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Now I have changed my mind, and we're going with blue hues. They can do pattern. They can do whatever material they want.
So is it 100 grand? Is
that oh my God, 100? Enough.
Just make me feel
we're not good. Doing it. We're not
so
doing
then it's
it.
More than $100,000 wedding.
I don't know what it is.
And behind the glass,
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Curtis went to Florida. Yeah.
Right. Another family trip?
Another family trip.
Paid for by the old man?
Correct.
Must be nice.
With the dog, he takes the dog on the plane. It has its own seat. It is incredible. They pay for a seat for Pudge.
No, it's probably flying.
Yes, they do.
No. Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
I mean, according to that, I'm not really sure I understand that.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Looks like everybody's back together.
Yeah, we are. Yep. It's popping.
How was your time off, Wiggy?
It was good. Yeah? It was good. College football was heavy this weekend, so it was good for me.
Curtis, welcome back.
Hi.
To Massachusetts. How was your trip?
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I would move to Florida in a second. What a great state.
Take me with you.
It is the anything goes state.
It really is.
Courtney, how was your trip to the Hamptons?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Good time, good food, good friends.
Is that where you were? I was wondering where the hell you were.
My first time at the Surf Lodge, that iconic establishment. It was a good time.
What's the deal with it? I mean,
I don't know. I think it's hard. It's like a tough place to get into. Oh, we were with some locals who got us in.
So the locals were able to get you in.
Yes.
You always want to hang where the locals hang. That's where you get the best food. Yeah. Except for that Wiggy chicken parm sandwich that got canceled after a week.
How was Chatham?
Chatham was excellent. Edition. I do love Chatham.
Yes.
Chatham was excellent.
Seemed like you had a good time.
Yeah, it looks like he was popping bottles and balling down there.
Well, I wasn't popping any bottles.
You sure?
I attended a little party at a beach and small had a good gathering. Time down there.
I heard you tried to use Groupons again.
They were expired. Honestly, I thought those things didn't expire. I thought you could use them in infinity. Anyway, welcome to your show. It's the Tuesday after Labor Day weekend, which means it's all downhill from here. Pretty soon it'll be snowing and wind will be gusting at 50 miles per hour, and that's it. It's over. On the program this morning, we will be joined by Bill Belichick in about a half an hour at 6:30. Only 10 minutes with Bill today. Bill has work to do. And graciously, he loves being on this show so much that he graciously agreed to move his appearance to a Tuesday. However, he only has 10 minutes for us.
Up and rolling.
That equals one question from Wiggy.
That's the entire interview.
Try to get your question out quick, Wiggy.
I'm more about the answer. As long as he goes on longer than 30 seconds, I feel like it's a victory.
I know who you're going to ask about. I think I know.
Certain question. Uh-huh. I've been a fan of this team a long time.
By the way, N'Keal Harry, the guy demands a trade and they give him his number one?
Yeah,
I thought Bill's
body's
not
even cold with Cam either.
Wow. All right, so Bill coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. We will get to today's leads before that at 6:20, and the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30. If you'd like to be on this morning, all you have to do is call 617-779-7937 or you can text at any moment during the next 4 hours on the text line, which is 37937. And a reminder that you can stream this show if you cannot listen to it on the radio at weei.com or on the Odyssey app, which you can download, and then you can take us wherever you go. You can also just simply politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI, and that will work for you as well. And you can watch this program on Twitch all morning long and watch this radio station all day long at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And I wanted to start off by mentioning that throughout the show this morning, we are doing a Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser for a local beneficiary, 18-year-old Jake Tebow of Fitchburg, who is a Milton Academy hockey player, top prospect in New England, who suffered a severe spinal cord injury Saturday in a tournament game for his club, the Boston Bulldogs. And we started off yesterday, as soon as we heard about this, offering to match your donations up to $5,000 for Jake and for his family. And when I woke up this morning, you incredibly generous people had already donated $13,315. And so what I would like to do is to match, if we can get to another $5,000 donated by the end of this morning's show, then we can match that as well for Jake, who has a long road ahead. His father says that he is currently paralyzed from the waist down, but he's a fighter, and he his first words to the doctor were, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but let's get going and let's get started. So I think that when it comes to the needs that family will have and that Jake will have, they will be great. So anything that you can give this morning will be appreciated, and you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org, and you can follow along on all of our social medias with the progress when it comes to donating for Jake Tebow from Fitchburg. Here is Ken, first thing this morning, to tell you what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Maloney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Right, trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Freedom Day sales event going on right now. Indeed, a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, so that means Mac Jones this afternoon with the crew, and also James White and Lawrence Guy with Gresh and Keefe. Coming up 5 days away, Greg. Hard to believe it. The opener, 4:25 kickoff Sunday at Gillette.
Finally.
Can't wait.
Oh,
let's
man.
Go.
Yeah. New England, a 3-point favorite. Over under set at 43.5. Maybe an edge here, Wiggy. The Dolphins put their starting left tackle, Austin Jackson, on the COVID list. He could still be back Sunday if he's a close contact, but at this point it's unclear.
Right.
And as Curtis mentioned, a couple of jersey numbers changed. N'Keal Harry, number one. He went and swooped that number one.
Wow.
Nelson Agholor, the new number 15. Agholor.
Talk about getting the ski mask away by N'Keal Harry. Man, he's been robbing this team for a minute.
He's in there. He got it. But Agholor's going to be your top waddle. He talked about playing with Mac Jones and Mac's leadership.
I think he does a great job of just competing, you know, and understanding that, you know, that all is asked of him is to try to do his job at a high level, you know, and take coaching, work hard. And, you know, I really appreciate that about him. I think he truly embraces being a Patriot. Coming here every day, working, and letting the day, you know, be an opportunity for growth, and I think that's a good thing to do.
A lot of new guys, Greg, to get used to, you know, 26 some new faces from last year, so a lot of new players, including Agholor.
Would you guess that maybe N'Keal Harry did that as an homage to Cam to Cam Newton, no. Wiggy?
Sure,
maybe he did. A tribute to Cam Newton.
His nickname was Doughboy. Yeah. He has to hate him for that.
Maybe that was his
thing. I don't think it was. I don't suspect it was.
Well, Tampa and Dallas kick it off Thursday night. Brady's Bucks, an 8-point favorite there. 22nd season of Brady begins searching for an 8th Lombardi. So big week. Tyrod Taylor, officially the starter in Houston. Jimmy G looks like he'll get the start with San Francisco. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews, now the third highest paid at the position. 4-year, $56 million extension. And the Red Sox. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Awful.
Oh, Ken.
It was a brisk 4 hours and 54 minutes or something like that yesterday. 10 innings, 11-10 Rays. What a tragedy.
One error per hour. That's what they're attempting to do over there. What was it, 4 errors yesterday?
4 errors. Tampa down 7-1 in the second. They come back to win it.
Oh.
How about the historicity? Is that a word of this game?
I think so.
Little League Grand Slam off the glove of Alex Verdugo. The first play in baseball since 1961 where 4 runs scored without a hit. Then the Austin Meadows inside the park homer. First game tying inside the park homer in a 9th inning since 2008. So you had all that going on.
But they're still in the driver's seat, man.
Well, they could have passed the Yankees. Now they're a half game back. 2 in the loss column back of New York, who's dropped 7 of 9.
How do you have them in the driver's seat?
For the wild card.
They're hanging, the door is open, and they're hanging out the back, being dragged along the roadway.
They control their own destiny. If they win.
Thank you, Wiggs.
If they win, I know they hit a little patch here these past couple of games, but if they win, they control their own day. It's not like they're chasing a team to get in there. They're where they need to be right now.
Chris Sale called yesterday a gut punch.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, isn't he the same guy like a week ago before says his team is pretty tough, so you can take the gut punch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Toronto and Seattle now 3 back for the second wild card, and the Jays have won 8 of 9. Oakland 3.5 back. Meanwhile, Scherzer, your guy Scherzer.
Oh, crushing it.
8 innings, 13 Ks. He is 7-0 as a Dodger.
Wow.
7-0.
Could have had that guy.
That's what's trending with Curtis and the weather on the way soon and Bill Belichick at 6:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, that's a gimme. That's the Pretenders, Ken Laird. In the middle of the road.
Nice job. Birthday today for Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. 70 years old today.
What?
Yep.
Ugh, I'm so old. How is Chrissy Hynde 70 years old?
It's nuts, huh?
Wow. I think Stop Your Sobbing is the best Pretenders song, as far as I'm concerned. We may have to hear that later on this morning.
Is this about the Red Sox?
All right. The leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about driving a brand new 2021 Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It is going on right now, and you can get details when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Curtis was off this weekend for the Kenny Curtis Show, so Andy Hart was in. We had a thought-provoking show, unrelated to Curtis being out, but it was a thought-provoking show. Andy has convinced me this Sunday is the biggest Patriots game of the season. Forget about Brady and the Bucks and October 3rd,
really
whatever that is.
Thought-provoking.
Okay.
Idiotic.
If you believe the Bills are a shoe-in to win the division, as most prognosticators are, and you fancy yourself a wild-card team, you need to beat Miami at your own place, a team which many believe is a playoff team. They were 10-6 last year. And looking back on it, Greg, it's hard to remember this. Most people, I guess, had checked out by then. But December 20th, last year, they ran for 242 yards on you and knocked you out of the postseason. If you're a Patriots fan, that stings. Couldn't stop the run. Two long drives in the third and fourth quarters, rushing touchdowns both, and you lose to the Dolphins at the end of the year. There is revenge on the line, and you need to win this game. Biggest game of the year this Sunday.
Okay.
A must win.
I think the first three are must win, but
now,
I'll take it.
We had a lot of moral victories last year. Mm-hmm. Is there a moral victory possibility on Sunday, Wiggy? No.
This team's
first,
too good.
Max first NFL regular season game. Is there a moral victory in there somewhere, or it's a must win for your New England Patriots?
Yeah, this team is too good on paper. I'm with Ken. It's a must win. I don't know if this is the biggest game of the year, but I'll rock with you.
Is it less of a must win now that Max is starter and not Cam?
No.
Kind of.
No, I still think it's must win either way. I had them going 3-0 with Cam, and I think they should go 3-0 with Mac.
Okay. Right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, hello. Welcome back.
Good morning, everybody. So that perfectly dovetails into my lead this morning, where I have a very simple lead. I'm not very thought-provoking, but the expectations and what is a successful season for both the Bucs and the Patriots. For me, the Patriots, it's simple. You find your quarterback. I don't care your record. I don't care about anything else. You need to find that Mac Jones is a successful quarterback this season, meaning looks like Herbert, maybe not as good as Herbert, but you see a team that can win a title with this guy. And that will be a successful season for Bill Belichick. For the Buccaneers, they've got to get back to the Super Bowl. With everything they accomplished last year, you hear all the talk, and I feel slightly anxious and nervous more than normal this morning because I have a lot of old Celtics feelings about this Bucs team. The Celtics and the new Big Three won it all in their first season together, Mbutu, everything. And we were like, holy cow, they were supposed to struggle when they first met each other. They're going to win several titles. Well, as we all know, they only won one. So do not overthink things. The Bucks need to get to the Super Bowl, but I have some trepidation that they are going to have some of a Super Bowl hangover because so many of their players have never won before.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. Over the weekend, your Boston College Eagles took down Colgate, and yes, I know that will be the storyline that it was against Colgate, but 51-0, and there is one stat that I would like to point out to everybody, and if we go to Phil Djurkovic, who had an incredible game, he passed for 303 yards, he had three touchdowns. Well, if you look at history, Boston College totaled just 7 300-yard passing games from 2010 to 2019, including just three games of 300-plus passing yards since 2013. Wait, 10. In just 11 games under Jeff Hafley, BC has posted 6 300-yard passing games. So, Phil Jurkovec, if he gets one more next week against UMass, they will match what they were able to do from 2010 to 2019.
Wow.
Your Boston College Eagles are on their way to greatness.
They are.
Yay!
Up next on the schedule, I think it's Framingham State.
Is that it's UMass. It's, it is the zoo.
Well, it might as well be Framingham State.
No, it is the zoo.
UMass stinks.
UMass stinks.
Wow. Oh, their football team stinks. Yeah.
Great lead, Courtney.
I think Framingham State would have a better chance against BC.
Hey, how's UConn looking this morning? Everybody okay there? Yeah. Losing the Holy Cross?
No, their coach basically is done with it.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy, hello.
Well, it's hard to top that one. You know, my team, Georgia, just beat Clemson over the weekend.
Oh, relax.
So it's hard to really top that one. Well, the NFL should take a page out of the NBA's playbook. Not only the NFL, I think should all professional sports teams and college football teams. The NBA is saying that during the 2021-2022 season, there will be no testing for vaccinated players. And if you're starting to look at what's going on in the NFL, you kind of see a little bit trickling into college. I know Ken talked about this Thursday night, Dallas, they have a lineman who's not going to be playing because he's on the COVID list. It's so critical now, and now we're seeing, Bill talked about it, with vaccinated players who are going to potentially be on the COVID list and have to miss games. And I ask, why, if they are vaccinated? And the reason why is because you are testing them. Stop testing vaccinated players. You should only be testing the unvaccinated players, and they have the protocols that they go through. They have to go through if they're in close contact with people or if they test positive.
But a vaccinated player or a vaccinated individual can still give COVID to another individual.
Right, but if he gives it to an individual who's vaccinated, we wouldn't know because you won't be testing these guys. Unless somebody comes in and they're sick and they have symptoms, why are you testing guys that are vaccinated? Hmm. So go the route of the NBA. Now, what that would probably do is, you know, guys that are, they might be positive, but they're going to be asymptomatic and out there playing and they're vaccinated, and we're able to not potentially lose guys that you'll look at and go, my star play, I can't play with my star quarterback because he tested on Thursday and he's positive, or maybe he was around somebody in a couple days, he's got a quarantine or whatever the 5 days is, even though he's vaccinated, you lose a guy.
Yeah. All right. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Speaking of COVID, we learned one thing over the weekend, Ken, and that is that the use of the TB12 products will not keep you from getting the virus. we learned what was it called? Protect or COVID water or silver solution or something. What was it? What was it called?
Yeah, it was COVID water.
We learned over the weekend that Tom Brady has indeed had the COVID, and apparently he got it during the Super Bowl boat parade in Tampa. Must have been in close contact with somebody on the boat.
Maybe got COVID when he was here.
Gronk looks like he might have been a spreader. I mean, if anybody had it and got it from a nefarious place, it was probably Rob Gronkowski. However, Tom Brady had COVID. We don't know whether he had any symptoms or not. We don't know even if he got it from maybe during the Super Bowl from a quarterback or something who had perhaps gotten it from a barber or something like that.
Interesting.
And the NFL had covered up the fact that quarterback, I don't know how he got it, but Tom Brady has acknowledged that he did indeed have the COVID. I guess with Bruce Arians saying that they are 100% vaccinated,
right,
that you buy that Tom Brady, even though he had COVID, went out and got the vaccine, right? I mean, he's the healthiest man in America.
Right, but why would Bruce say that if he knew?
Why? I don't know. Why would Tom Brady say that 90% of everything he says is a lie? I don't know.
It is interesting. Brady is on the same page as Wiggy, though, saying that this season's going to present more of a problem when it comes to COVID than last season.
More than last season.
Because of the testing. Yeah.
Because of that.
Isn't it interesting when you look at the Bucks, how buttoned up they are 100% vaccinated. Everybody's ready to go. It's almost like maybe it was Brady the whole time.
Ooh,
when you look at the Patriots and all the issues they've had with COVID. Makes you think.
Coming up, we will speak to the head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, on a Patriots Monday, which is actually happening on a Tuesday. Bill is next here at WEEI.
This is Patriots Monday on WEEI. Week one is finally here. Coming up next on the Greg Hill Show.
The greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick, joins the guys as they preview Patriots and Dolphins.
This is Patriots Monday
on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Belichick expected to join us momentarily, and Bill has about 10 minutes or so, and then he must get to work. Bill, probably a big Labor Day weekend guy. Probably takes the whole weekend off, I'm guessing, right? Would you say he probably mails it in all weekend?
I saw his boat in Jupiter. It now says Tom built it.
I bet he's doing a little bit of work during.
You think so? Yeah. A little bit of work during Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. And if he's late to the meeting, I mean,
doesn't matter if he's late. Yeah, he's the boss.
Doesn't really matter.
I think you're supposed to be on time if you're the boss to to lead by example with you. That's how that works.
Bill's a big cornhole guy.
Winky, are you surprised that your guy Cam Newton has not landed anywhere yet?
No, not yet. I will be surprised, let's say, after the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, if you see some quarterbacks get hurt, starting quarterbacks. I'll definitely be surprised if you don't see him land somewhere, but not right now. I think most teams are going to go in with the guys that they got.
A source close to Cam Newton said over the weekend that he would be okay with a backup role somewhere.
Really?
Does that mean that he was not offered a backup role here?
Well, that's what it's, you know, would sound like if he said he'd be willing to take a backup role.
Is that your source close to the situation?
No, I believe that that was a
Nico
Shannon
source?
No, I believe it was a Shannon Sharp source.
Oh, wow.
I believe.
But do you think even if he was offered in New England, because he was so confident he was a starting quarterback, maybe he would leave there and still be open at other places?
No, because you know that New England's probably your best bet because it's the team that you know. It's, you know, the system. You know,
I mean,
the
did he really? I mean, we hear from Ninkovich that Mac was teaching him the offensive
playbook. Imagine that one. Wow. So I guess maybe it's more the team that you know. But
I mean, is the rest of the NFL, Wiggy, are the other 31 teams haters? Because that's what you called me over and over again when I said he wasn't good. You said I was a hater. So is the rest of the NFL, are they all haters?
I think he should be. I thought he should have been starting here. But unfortunately, Bill decided to go in a different direction, which, you know, I felt like, you know, kind of a mistake, because you're putting it in the hands of the young kid. So, but I think that there are teams out there. Let's see if some guys get hurt, starters, and see if he picks up a job. That's what I'm going to be looking for.
But nowhere, not until week two, week three.
Yeah, you know, because I think most teams are set when you think about their starting quarterback position. You know, but if some, like, say down in the Texans, Tyrod Taylor gets hurt.
Okay. All right. It is time for Bill Belichick, who is brought to you this week by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing. Also brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And Bill is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Bill.
Greg, how's it going?
How you doing?
Good.
I was just suggesting that you probably took the whole Labor Day weekend off. You look like a guy who takes a lot of these weekends off.
Yeah, well, it's always a a great weekend in terms of starting, starting things back up, whether it's football season, school, or whatever. Just kind of the general, and then it's the end of the summer for a lot of families and summer people, but it's. Time marches on, so we're getting ready for Miami.
Does that mean Nantucket is done for you for the summer? Will you make it over there during the fall or no?
Yeah, right now I'm kind of thinking about today, tomorrow, and this week.
Right, we're on to Miami.
It's hard for me to plan ahead. Yeah, just one day at a time here.
All right. I wanted to ask you I know it's early on here, but if you see any similarities between Mac Jones and Tom Brady early on.
Yeah. Each player is different. Every player has their own unique skills, and the environment around them is a factor too. So where we are offensively now, where we were offensively in 2000, 2001 are just quite different. So I think it's always hard to make those kind of comparisons, especially when you're talking about a whole different system of offense and system of defense, for that matter, what we see. But, Mac's working hard. He's getting better every day, and he has a long way to go. I don't think those are any secrets, so it is what it is.
Bill, I've been a fan of this team for a long time. I think I remember 1985, my mother bought me a T-shirt that said "Squish the Fish." It was the AFC Championship game. So I've seen a lot of players. I've seen a lot of players come and go, and then it was the Bury the Bears sweatshirt, and we know how that turned out. One guy that I was, I was a huge fan of, and I thought he was going to have a real opportunity again this year to get another chance at it, and he got cut, was Cam Newton. How difficult was it to make that decision to move on from him? You see players come and go, but specifically him, for me as a fan, I always latch on to one guy. How difficult was that for you as a coach to make that decision?
Yeah, well, it's always difficult when you have to reduce your roster, and it's a lot of guys that worked hard, a lot of guys that performed well and had either good years for us or good careers, and I respect all those things, but each year's its own year, and I have to do what I feel is best for the football team, and so with regards to every decision, that's what I try to do. But it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they had that you're not able to keep them. But I have nothing but positive thoughts and feelings for Cam. He came in here, he worked hard, he gave us everything he had, and right now our future is going to be Mac at quarterback, and so that's where we're going to go.
Was there any consideration given to him remaining as the backup, Bill?
Oh yeah, there's always options and a lot of different things that you give, especially at this time of year with so many players available. Before they all hit the practice squad, but getting in the end, did what we felt was best.
Bill, when it comes
to Wiggy, not to, but just hearing your voice and talking to you this morning just brings me back to David Patton, and that was very, very sad news for our organization, and many people that were here with David. Who, of course, came back in 2010. So many of the coaches and, even a few players like Gerard and obviously Troy played with him, but, Slade and guys like that. And so thinking about that, the snowball, the 100 yards he had received in the snow, and And, you know, so I went back and watched some of those films, Think About David, and, you know, saw you and your catches, and the one pass that David didn't catch that went through his hands that you caught. It's an amazing play, but it's really just, you know, a celebration of David's, you know, great life that he lived, but also, you know, a very, very sad day for our team, you know, to hear the news on Friday. So, I know how much it meant to you, how much it meant to all of us, and right. What an inspirational person he was. But he'll be missed, and you know, he's in our thoughts, and his family is in our prayers. So, but I know how much he touched you too. So right. I just wanted to hit you with that.
Well, you know, life is short, and you gotta enjoy the moments that we're here, and you know that obviously that shocked a lot of us. When you lose somebody so close but yet so young, and so enjoy the moments while you can on this earth. And I think, you know, David was an inspiration to me. He was a leader, I felt like, as a guy on our team. But sad news, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Bill, when it comes to Mac, as a coach looking at the quarterback position, what do you think is the hardest thing to master going from college to the NFL?
Oh, just the volume, just the whole volume of what you have to deal with. Number of different coverages, different blitzes, different looks, and just. You know, I would say then the difference in the passing game, which, you know, Alabama had a more of a pro style passing game than most colleges, but college passing game, generally speaking, isn't very similar to the pro passing game. And so that, even though throwing the ball, there's a difference between throwing, you know, passing routes that require reading the defense and coverage and working through progressions versus reading a defensive end or reading numbers on bubble screens and plays like that, RPOs. And it's a whole different, really, concept of throwing the ball. So, but you just see a lot more man coverage, a lot more press coverage, a lot more coverage variations, more fronts, which changes the identification and who the players are on defense, based on what the front part of the alignment is. So treating linebackers as and DBs, which ones are linebackers, which ones are safeties, which ones are deep field players, which ones are line of scrimmage players, and it's really the volume when you put it all together, I think, really is the big thing. Like, any one problem is solvable, but you know, when you're looking at a mountain, it's kind of hard to just focus on just one thing. The volume is enormous.
Bill, you talk about the Miami Dolphins, and what kind of challenges or advantages are created when you play against a team that you have familiarity with because of Brian Flores being the head coach down there?
Yeah, well, anytime you play a team in your division, you know the personnel better because you've played against them multiple times. And even if the system changes and you have a new coach, like we see at the Jets situation or in Miami, last year was Chan Gailey's offensive coordinator, and this year it's, George. And so they've kind of, reconfigured things a little bit. So, you know, how much of that's the same, how much of it's different, I mean, we'll see. But, you know, even when there are differences, the carryover and the personnel is, helpful in terms of preparation relative to a team you don't know. Like, you know, this year playing the NFC South. I mean, that's, we haven't seen those teams in a long time. And so the preparation for those teams, just in getting to know who the players are, and that in itself is, be a lot more challenging than at least we know the players on the teams in this division. So, but the challenges are, they know us too, and they know our strengths and they know our weaknesses, and they'll have a plan for how to attack us probably as well as anybody. And that's, what we look for too when we play teams outside of our division. We look at how the other teams in the division play them and how they attack them, and because again, they're more familiar with them. So, you know, that's just kind of how the process rolls.
Bill, over the last week, Malcolm Butler announced his retirement from the NFL, and he obviously had maybe the biggest play in the history of the NFL with his interception in Super Bowl 49. Two-part question. Would you agree, A, that that was the biggest play in the history of the NFL? And two, was his benching in Super Bowl 52, is that your biggest regret you've had as head coach in hindsight of the New England Patriots?
Yeah, well, you know, Malcolm, Malcolm's a great story. I mean, you know, talking about a kid that's undrafted, really couldn't even get into a training camp, and then when we brought him up here for a rookie minicamp for a tryout, he wasn't even signed when we brought him up here. To see the fact that, you know, he had talent, and to see him grow and develop as a player and as a person, you know, when he was here, and what his 4 years of play here meant to this organization, it's pretty impressive. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that do what he does. Although J.C. Jackson has, you know, followed a similar path, but again, that's very unusual just in terms of, you know, playing time and all that. So, I always enjoyed coaching Malcolm and had a lot of respect for, again, the way he competed and what he did. Very similar to David Patton, you know, coming from nowhere and, you know, establishing and having a, you know, really good NFL career. But, you know, ultimately business is business, and, you know, sometimes players, you know, move on for better opportunities, like Malcolm did to Tennessee or David Patton did when he signed in Washington, or, you know, I mean, it's just part of the NFL. So, in retrospect, again, looking back, I always try to do what's best for the football team, and that's what I'll continue to do. So try to look ahead, not back too much.
Well, Bill, I think this is the last one for me. When you talk about what you do against rookie quarterbacks, or when we talk about it, you've been really good throughout your career. How do you help Mac Jones, because he's now a rookie, and what advice do you say you give him to, you know, here are things that you're going to be looking for, defenses are going to be trying to do to maybe make things difficult for you as a rookie?
Yeah, no, again, I think it's volume. And so, you know, there's so many things that they have to prepare for and see. But, you know, the worst situation, you know, as a player, the worst situation is to go out there and have something happen that you've never even seen before, you know, and then you just have no idea what, you know, what to do or how to react to it or you know, what you should do in that situation. So, you know, it's not going to be perfect. It's never perfect for a young player or a young coach. We've all been through that, but we want to try to prepare him the best we can to at least put him in the situations that could come up. And so at least they'll have something to fall back on, you know, when they happen. But of course that'll, you know, improve over time, and, you know, he gains experience and knowledge and improves every single day. So we just have to keep stacking those days on top of each other and, all of us try to move to higher ground, but especially, you know, a young player that has so much to, you know, so much on his plate. It's have to try to keep, you know, checking things off each day, but definitely don't want to try to put him or any player in that, for that matter, but especially the quarterback, because of the volume. Don't want to put him in a situation that you just haven't exposed him to. Then that's really just not fair to the player.
Bill, we talked to Devin McCourty on Friday, and he said everyone's going to have to step up in the absence of Stephon Gilmore. How difficult of a decision was it to put him on the PUP list, knowing you wouldn't have him for at least 6 weeks?
Steph and I have talked about that. We've talked about that with, you know, our strength coaches and trainers and Steph, and, you know, I think we're all on the same page here.
All right, Bill, thanks for being on this morning. Have a great week. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, sounds good. Have a good week.
Yep. Okay. Bye. All right, thanks, Bill. All right. Curtis, we got where did Curtis go? Do you have to run and change his shorts after that?
I think I did.
God. Hold on. We got to discuss. We'll take a quick break.
Well, we got a couple minutes now.
We do? All right. Curtis, did you get the answer that you wanted on the question?
You finally
were able to ask the question.
Thursday before I flew down to Florida, I was walking around Castle Island, and I got the news of Butler, and I was like, okay, this is the only week you can ask that question without completely sounding like a douchebag.
Right.
So I said, I got to do it. Then I formulated the question in my head.
It's a good question.
And then on 3.5 hours sleep, I'm in here, and I don't even remember what I said. I looked at Ken, and I said, did I make any sense? And he was like, I'm scared for you.
A good question.
You made sense, though.
Yeah, you started very strong. Towards the end, right. you got a teeny little bit nervous.
Yeah, that's sort of like that's a story of my life. I started out strong, got nervous, and sucked.
You packaged it up with, like, you know, two questions
but
in
that
one.
Yeah. Question right there is for all the losers that cover the Patriots who have never had the balls to ask the biggest question.
Oh, wow.
Chris Curtis, this little boob, alcoholic idiot in the other room, asked the question, and he was fine with it.
Yeah.
Wiggy was spot on before we went on. I said, can I ask about how difficult of a decision it would be to put Stephon Gilmore on Pup? He said, if you're feeling spicy, he gave a non-answer.
Bill, over the last week, Malcolm Butler announced his retirement from the NFL, and he obviously had maybe the biggest play in the history of the NFL with his interception in Super Bowl 49. Two-part question. Would you agree, A, that that was the biggest play in the history of the NFL? And two, was his benching in Super Bowl 52, is that your biggest regret you've had as head coach in hindsight of the New England Patriots?
Very good question.
Head coach.
That's all right. He's a little nervous at the end.
I got to say, Ken, your question was flawless.
But you did ask him something that no one has ever asked him.
Right.
Right, you know?
Jesus. Wow. I need to go back on vacation.
You get into the lodge now.
No, I'm banned. Oh, you're banned? I had the audacity to ask that stupid question. Who cares? I don't know, your entire readership.
Long answer, though. He gave a great answer on Malcolm Butler.
Yeah. It wasn't personal.
No.
It's business.
Yeah.
No regrets. Bill has no regrets, Curtis.
Oh, it wasn't personal?
He's a no regret guy.
Oh, God. I just got a call from a block number that said, see you out front.
He's got a tattoo.
Biggest regret
says,
you've had as head coach. What an a-hole.
All right. Well, that is Bill Belichick. Mac Jones this afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
What time will that be?
We are efforting a time on that. We're not sure. Sometime between 2 and 6.
Excellent. Is that 10 minutes, too?
No, I think it might be. Oh, Bill went a little longer than 10 minutes.
He did.
Yeah, he was energized. He was raring to go this morning.
Good interview.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So Mac Jones this afternoon. It is a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday here at WEEI, and we will be right back.
This is Patriots Monday on WEEI.
Up next, Patriots Monday rolls on.
As the guys get you set for Patriots and Dolphins.
This is Patriots Monday on WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.